tracks immigration policy for the libertarian Cato Institute.
Once we get to the point in the country where the president gets to say, I can arrest anyone, I don't have to prove anything, I don't have to go to courts, I don't have to follow the laws as they're written, then that's anarchy.
President Trump is expected to speak with Russia's Vladimir Putin tomorrow as part of efforts to end the war in Ukraine. CBS's Holly Williams with details.
In that planned phone call with Vladimir Putin on Tuesday, Trump said they would discuss land and power plants. Now, Russia is currently occupying around 20% of Ukraine's territory after Vladimir Putin launched a bloody invasion of this country 3 years ago.
Voice of America is being silenced. Sources tell CBS News that all full-time employees and contractors with a government-funded news service were notified by email over the weekend that they have been placed on administrative leave. Michael Abramowitz heads up Voice of America.
It's an incredibly important tool for basically combating Chinese, Russian, Iranian, you know, disinformation, for telling the truth to people living under tyranny. If America pulls off the playing field and cedes it to our adversaries, then they're going to be telling the narratives that people around the world are going to be hearing, and that can't be good for America.
The White House says it wants to ensure taxpayers are no longer on the hook for what it calls radical propaganda. At least 42 people have died in several states after weekend wildfires, tornadoes, and dust storms in the Midwest and South. Oklahoma and Texas are still dealing with wildfires. This man is in Gillespie County, Texas.
It went across our fields just like that. It burned a bunch of our coastal fields and stuff. And when the wind was blowing about 30 miles an hour, too.
Conan O'Brien gets a big job again, CBS's Matt Piper explains.
Conan O'Brien just hosted the Oscars earlier this month, promising to not waste time.
I won't waste time.
And the Film Academy isn't wasting time either, saying he'll be back to host again next year. In a statement, the comedian says, the only reason is that I want to hear Adrian Brody finish his speech.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Stirring fiber, exercising, frequent trips to the store for more laxatives and fiber. Sounds like your constipation with belly pain is a lot to manage. But if your symptoms that keep coming back are signs of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, ask your doctor how Linzess can help you get ahead of it. Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
An answer to how effective that measles vaccine may be that you got when you were younger? CBS's Stephen Kaufman.
With measles cases increasing, many adults are left wondering whether they're protected from the virus years after receiving a measles shot as a child.
Born before 1957, people are thought to be naturally immune, having had exposure to the virus itself.
Dr. Donald Dumford with the Cleveland Clinic says another group should consider a measles booster shot.
People that got vaccinated between 1963 and 1967. That vaccine is known to not be as effective.
Stephen Kaufman, CBS News.
U.S. shoppers stepped up spending just a bit in February after a sharp pullback the previous month, signaling that we're shopping more cautiously as concerns about the direction of the economy mount. The Commerce Department says retail sales rose just 0.2% in February, a small rebound after a sharp drop of 1.2% in January. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the upper 30s, strong south winds. For Tuesday, mostly cloudy, highs around 48. Slight chance of rain Tuesday night with a low of 42. Rain and thunder for Wednesday and a high near 55. Rain mixing with snow Wednesday night, 31. Right now, it's 44.
And the sky is gray. I've been for a while, been for a while.
Park to Racine's famous zoo, local news and timeless hits.
98 years, your home for local news, and now timeless hits, too, on WRJN. Well, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. We keep the music going, and, of course, we'll update you with CBS News, the top of every hour. And, of course, that weather forecast, too, all important year-round. We've got it for you right here on WRJN. More timeless hits on the way next.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today. Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives. WRJN.
guess I'll just take your glasses.
For 98 years, WRJN has been your home for local news. And we still deliver the news twice each hour and on demand at WRJN.com. You'll find the biggest local and state stories when you log on to the website or access WRJN via the Civic Media app. On the air or on demand, WRJN is Racine's source for news. WRJN.
Unless You're gonna say gonna say you love me too.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
I went to a garden party to reminisce with my old friends. A chance to share old memories and play our songs again. When I got to the garden party, they all knew my name. No one recognized me. I didn't look the same. But it's all right now. I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. People came from miles around. Everyone was there. Yoko brought a walrus. There was magic in the air. And over in the corner, much to my surprise, Mr. Hughes hidden Dylan's shoes, wearing his disguise. But it's all right now. I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. La-da-da-da, la-da-da-da. Played them all the old songs, thought that's why they came. No one heard the music, didn't look the same. I said hello to Mary Lou. She belongs to me. And I sang a song about a honky-tonk. It was time to leave. But it's all right now. I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. La da da, la da da da, la da da da. Someone opened up a closet door, and out stepped Johnny B. Goode, playing guitar like a ring and a bell, and looking like he should. If you gotta play at garden parties, wish you a lot of luck. But if memories were all I sang, I'd rather drive a truck. But it's all right now. I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. La-da-da. Please everyone, so you got to please yourself.
keep on waiting, anticipating for that soft voice to talk to me at night, for some tender arms to hold me tight. I keep waiting, I keep on waiting, but it ain't easy.
As the evening rolls on, we do too here on WRJN. For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits. I'm Chris Morrow. Around the clock, we've got the music for you. Of course, Packers and season, the Brewers. We've got Badgers, basketball and football and high school sports too. Try to cover all the bases, so to speak, as it comes to sports. And of course, the timeless hits. More on the way next from WRJN.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
On the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury.
Watch it now, watch it. Here it come, here it come.
she came from. Yesterday don't matter if it's gone. While the sun is bright or in the darkest night, no one knows. She comes and she needs to be so free. She'll tell you it's the only way to be. She just can't be chained to a life where nothing's gained and nothing's lost. Such a cause. There's no time to lose, I heard her say. Catch your dreams before they slip away. Dying all the time, lose your dreams and you may lose your mind. Life unkind.
Started to shower you with love and affection. Now you won't look in my direction. On the expressway to your heart, that expressway, not the best way. And by the way, it's much too crowded. No, it's much too crowded. So caught in the rush hour, each fella started to shower you with love and affection. Come on, look in my direction. Long express way to your heart, that express way, not the best.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Israel has launched new strikes against Hamas and promises increasing military force after talks on further hostage releases stall. CBS's Rami Innocencio in Tel Aviv.
In the early hours after midnight, Israel resumed bombing the Gaza Strip in a clear break from the ceasefire that had been, for the most part, holding since it came into effect on January 19th, nearly 2 months ago. Our CBS News team on the ground in Gaza tells us there are reports of dozens of airstrikes up and down the strip, that dozens of people have been killed, and that many others are under the rubble with houses, schools, shelters, and tents being struck.
The Gaza Health Ministry says Israeli strikes have killed at least 44 people. CBS's Charlie Daggett has more on new efforts by President Trump to end Russia's war on Ukraine.
He told reporters a lot of work has been done over the weekend regarding Ukraine. In his words, we want to see if we can bring that war to an end. This comes after talks in Saudi Arabia last week with a proposal on the table that would see a 30-day ceasefire. Part of those negotiations center over Russia's territorial gains, which include power plants.
The Trump administration sent more than 200 immigrants to El Salvador over the weekend, even as a federal judge issued an order to bar the deportations temporarily. There was a hearing over it in federal court today. CBS's Matt Piper with that.
Lawyers for the Trump administration would not provide a federal judge any information about flights that deported hundreds of Venezuelans under national security grounds after the judge had temporarily blocked the flights. The ACLU's legal alert represents some of the Venezuelans.
If the government has this power and the president has this power, any group of people could all of a sudden be designated enemy aliens. The government's position is the courts could not review that. They could be in a minute's notice on a plane and put in a Salvadoran prison.
The judge has ordered the Trump administration to disclose by noon tomorrow details of the deportation flights. Cleanup efforts are underway throughout the South and Midwest after weekend storms kill at least 42 people. In hard-hit Mississippi, Governor Tate Reeves is urging residents to help collect data, to be it their own or details about their neighbors.
We have to ask for and receive a federal declaration that is to get individual assistance and public assistance. We have to have the data to prove that we've met the thresholds that the federal law requires.
Wildfires are still reported in Oklahoma and Texas. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton announces on social media the first ever arrest of an abortion provider under that state's 2022 ban on the procedure. Maria Margarita Rojas is charged with the illegal performance of an abortion in Houston, a second-degree felony, as well as practicing medicine without a license. This is CBS News.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You could save big when you bundle your auto, home, motorcycle, RV, or boat. Visit progressive.com.
Do you enjoy fatty foods, sweets, and alcohol? Who doesn't? Unfortunately, all those things put a lot of pressure on our liver. That's why pharmacist, best-selling author, and nutritional expert Sherry Torkos recommends Active Liver from New Nordic.
The liver is an incredible organ. It works nonstop to process toxins and chemicals from our food and drinks, medications we take, and even environmental exposures. As a health expert, I'm often asked how to support the liver's natural detoxification process and offset the effects of fatty foods, sugar, and alcohol. I recommend Active Liver by New Nordic. This gentle plant-based supplement is an effective way to support your liver's vital functions as well as your energy and overall well-being.
With its powerful blend of turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke extract, Active Liver is the perfect way to keep your liver healthy and you feeling your best. Active Liver is available in both a delicious gummy or tablet. You can find Active Liver in the vitamin aisle at your local CVS or online at Amazon